1, 2, 3, 4, Medium Talk.
Hola, and welcome to Medium Talk on the Black Out Test Podcast premium section for all the people that like to pay to hear podcasts. I have a very special lady here who we've talked about on the show. Everybody knows I probably had one of the more epic rants when we watched this episode of Catfish. It was the one with Ebony and Rod. And I don't know if I've ever been madder in my life on the show, but I was really rooting for Ebony. And I really was really upset with Rod. But you know, here at the Blackout Tips, we like to do a little more intimate time, a little more intimate interview. So I went out and found this lady, thanks to you know, everybody knows Ty Diamond. Shout out to him. Thanks to him, I was able to secure this interview. So what's going on, Ebony? Welcome to Medium Talk with KJ.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me. And shout out to Ty as well. He's so cute. Hey, Ty.
he was living my dream because I was gushing all over you on the show. Like, oh, I can't believe this beautiful woman answered the door and this fool messed this up. And then Ty sent me a picture later on like, hey, man, guess who I'm hanging out with? I was like, man, fuck you. So.
We actually went out twice. Me and him hung out twice.
Yeah, he sent me the pictures. I know. He sent me to him. Like, eat your heart out. I was like, I hear you, dog. You go do your thing. Well, first things first, before we even get into this interview, let me just say, Ebony, at the beginning, I lied. My name Rod. And, I apologize
for
saying it was a KJ. It's really Rod, and it's Roderick also, so it's a little too close. I was really mad during the episode of Catfish because the guy's name was Rod, and I felt like you know how sometimes black people do something and you go, oh man, you messing up for all of us? I felt like he messed it up for all Rods. You know, he messed it up for all the Rods out there in the world. Our stock went down a little bit, and I like to apologize on his behalf.
Thank you so much.
the first things first, man, like what has life been like after Catfish, now that, you know, everybody in the world has seen you on TV? Because it's a very popular show. It really took off. I don't know if when you filmed it, if you knew it was gonna be like this big thing or what.
No, not really, because, you know, I just thought it was just going to be this little, you know, documentary type thing, which it is. It's a docu-series off of a documentary. But no, I just thought, you know, it was going to be just this, you know, simple little, show. I didn't know that, it would be what it was. But, things really hadn't changed that much. I mean, you know, when I go out, I guess I get recognized, a lot more. Mm-hmm. But, no, things haven't been all that different.
Okay, so
or if it has, I guess I kind of turn a blind eye to it because I'm so consumed with other things. But it's been okay. I can't say I've had a lot of love and support from different people, and definitely from the different cancer foundations and things. A lot of them contact me to just do different things and appearances. So and then I also have a lot of love and support. So.
Yeah, well, I think you definitely had the best Catfish episode of all time, hands down.
I agree.
Yeah. I didn't have to twist your arm.
I agree, because the other ones were so boring.
So, honestly, after y'all, I said, why are we even having the rest of the season? I don't care about these people no more, man. Like,
I know, especially that last one. I was sitting there thinking, what in the...
Yes, exactly. I was like, are we really about to do this? I'm about to change the channel. I never change the channel on Catfish, but it's, I guess once you go black, you know,
You know what? Me and Missy brought it home. I think until mine came on, people was in love with that one until mine came. But, you know, leave it to leave it to a sister to get the party started.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They let us in and the black people took over, made the best episodes. Now the little lame ones I don't care about anymore, but I actually thought yours was gonna have a happy ending, man. Like, to go back through what we saw on TV, introduce us to this guy Rod, who makes cheese balls for a living, and he wears like a hat at work. And he wears a hat at work that's not like the company hat, which I was surprised, because you know, I've had jobs where you have to like cook and stuff, and normally they make you wear like IHOP or whatever. So I'm assuming, you know, he had it pretty made in there. He could wear whatever he wanted. But the story for Rod is like, he's really the catfish. It's, you know, cause it's like he called, it's like the catfish called catfish to be like, come help me out.
I think we both were, you know, in a sense, we were both catfish. I guess his was just more visual.
Right.
But like with me, when they show all of my pictures and then I open the door, everything kind of meshed up. But he was visually a catfish, and I guess I was sexually a catfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, see, he was using like his cousin's picture, who I felt bad for his cousin. I hope his cousin is gay, because he's like on a lot of alternative sex sites, possibly. His picture's out there. Like, so, I hope he's doing okay. I hope, KJ, if you're listening, bro, I hope everything worked out, man.
His stock went up. So he, you know, it was all good.
Yeah. Yeah. He got out there. We found out that, you know, he's been lying, and he comes clean to Neve and Max. And then they go ahead and it's like, we're going to still, you know, call Ebony and we're going to see what's up. And he thinks that he's dating did he think you were transgender or what?
It was, transgender.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of what something that was like never mentioned with Roderick's pictures that I read a lot on different people doing like videos about us is that, I really was very happy when I opened the door, and, you know, clearly he didn't look anything like his picture.
Right.
The reason why that was is because, let me tell you, and they never mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Roderick sent me pictures once.
Ah.
And it was four years ago. See, he, unlike me, where I sent pictures all throughout the, you know, me and him all throughout the 4 years. See, he only sent me pictures one time. That's when we first met, which would have been 4 years from the day that I opened the door.
Okay.
So even though it was 4 years ago, see, so I never saw pictures of him over, you know, over time, because I really just, it didn't matter to me. Like, I really didn't care to see him, and he just never sent them. I never asked.
Right.
So, you know, that's a huge time gap. And I know, I was thinking, you know, well, it's been a long time, but clearly, that's not the picture I remember.
You know what's funny is, on two levels. On the first level, like, I'm sure that you're kind of like, well, that makes me look gullible, and that's kind of messed up, because, you know, like, the way it's edited. But for me, as a viewer, it makes you like the nicest person on the earth, because I would have thought most people would have opened the door, made the stank face, and been like, I don't know who you are, click, close the door, you know?
But see, no, and like the reason why, and I got that question, like, you know, you were just happy or so happy to see him, even though he didn't look like, but let me tell you why, is because if what he looked like mattered to me, I definitely would have been asking for pictures over 4 years.
Yeah.
What I, you know, so it didn't matter. What I really, really liked and what I was really, really excited about is because, you know, we have built like such a great relationship, you know, talking on the phone all the time, being silly, you know, just really laughing, talk. I mean, just, you know, cutting up on the phone. So like, that's what was so fun to me. So in my mind, I'm meeting the person that I've been, you know, just laughing, talking, and being silly with over the phone.
Right.
You know, so I wasn't pictured on the face. I was like, you know, focused on the person that I've been laughing with and, you know, for 4 years over the phone. And what he looked like really didn't matter. I was just so excited about seeing my friend.
Right. And that's the other thing, is that, I think kind of got swept under the table, but you guys did build a real friendship, even, you know, despite the whole catfishing thing. I mean, because, he kind of talked you through your recovery, right?
Exactly. And that's where the foundation, that's why the foundation was so strong. And that's why I kept trying to push through all of the bullshit, is because of that. You know, that was a pretty strong, you know, and I just had so much respect for him in that aspect, because, you know, he was, in the beginning, it was all about supporting me, you know, and he did. And then, you know, kind of once I got up and got my energy stuff together, that's when it turned into just, you know, a pretty much regular, you know, friendship. You know, hey, what you doing? Da-da-da. You know, oh my God, guess what I saw? Guess who this is? You know, I'd be out somewhere snapping pictures. I mean, oh my God, look at so-and-so. You remember we saw her on that show? Look at what this bitch looked like without makeup. I mean, we would, right. And, you know, I would send pictures. I mean, it was just like, you know, just fun.
So did you ever entertain the idea of a romantic relationship with Rod after the reveal, or was it just kind of all like, oh, it's my friend, he's coming through, and it's good to finally meet you, you know?
Well, it was supposed to be romantic in the beginning, but as time went on, it was just like, we never really spoke to each other sexually. Let's put it that way.
Ah, that's a big transition to make. Like, I'm married, and me and my wife, we were best friends for a long time. And it is a little awkward to go from like, so when you gonna let me hit that? You know what I mean? Cause it's a little,
right.
We've been talking about Tom and Jerry and, you know, what happened on Martin last night for the last 3-4 years. And then all of a sudden it's, what you doing after this? And, it could be a little different.
It is. And I think with us, it was like, you know, when we first met, it was supposed, you know, it was like, you know, hey, I really like you. I want to get to know you. It was supposed to be getting to know each other intimately in that way. But then, you know, once we started talking, it just, the conversation just went, it just didn't really go there. Like, it was all friendship. So right. I think that's what, like, you know, people don't really realize and what they really didn't say. I said it, but it got edited out. You know, it was more of a friendship talk. We were just really, really, really good friends.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. Like, when you answer that door, and look just like those pictures. Cause up until then on Catfish, pretty much everybody that answered the door came out looking like, the exact opposite or whatever they was talking
right.
about.
I was the first one that was that really was the pictures.
So I'm like, yeah. Yo, this dude won. But your episode was also, I learned a lot about myself because when they showed the pictures at the beginning, I was like, that's a man? Like, really? Cause I think I might be gay and I don't want to, like, I've never been attracted to a dude before. And then they show when you answer the door, I was like, that's a man. You know what? I could, you know, I will hold hands with him in public and, you know, nobody got to know, but me and him, we just keep it between us. I'll be a lot more open-minded than people think. And, I think the entire of like Twitter and just a lot of men let a sigh of relief out when you were like, I actually don't have a penis. And I was like, oh, thank God. Oh.
You know what? I went on Twitter and I kind of like hashtag or whatever you call it, my name. And I did read a lot of those comments because a lot of dudes was like, damn, you know, and they, you're exactly right. They was like breathing a sigh of relief. They was like, thank God. Because yeah. like a lot of people were looking like, you know, with a lot of straight men like, damn, you know, I'm attracted to this. Man, it's he, she. But also, a lot of people were like, hell, dog, that's not a man because, you know, can't nobody do body work like that.
Yes.
No breasts look too real. Son. And, you know, I had the girls sitting up and out. Like, I had them out. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Oh, I know.
I think when I opened the door, a lot of people, I was reading, a lot of people was like, they were questioning it then.
And you had
the voice already.
And you had the sundress on and had all that, the jiggle in the back, dog. I was like, that's not a dude. Like, it really went from, in the pictures, I was like, yo, that's a really good looking dude. And then when you showed up in person, cause they go to commercial break after that before they get to the, like, I don't have a penis conversation. So like the whole right. commercial break, I'm like, yo, that can't be a dude, y'all. It's not a dude. I know it's not. I'm telling you guys, it's impossible. Please don't be a dude. So
yeah, I read a lot of back and forth like that, and then they kept saying, you know, no, it's not a dude, you know, because nobody can do body work like that. So I think they was like basing it on the breast and like, you know, like my hips and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I could have worked through. I would have worked through a lot of issues, man. So he was. So the other thing is, I think when you had the reveal, it was supposed to be like, well, I have a daughter, and that would be like the big bombshell. Cause I think with most dudes, if they said, hey, I've been talking to you. I thought you were transgender. Turns out you're a real woman. I say I'm a straight man. So this is good news. Oh, wait, you have a daughter. Okay. Well, maybe that's not, you know, that's tougher to deal with. That's a real, you know, issue or whatever. He didn't seem phased at all by you having a daughter, but he seemed very phased by you not having a penis.
Yes, a lot of people felt that way, and I get asked a lot of interviews like, did I feel like he felt that way? Yes, I did feel like that he felt that way. But see, in my mind and in my heart, like, I knew that he would, because this is what was a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know until the show, you know, got going. I think one of the producers actually told me. I didn't know that he was proclaiming to be straight.
Yeah.
I didn't find that out until the show. One of the producers told me. I was like, huh?
He even had a sit down with his friend to when they played that in that struggle basketball court. I don't know where that basketball court was located, but they were played out in the middle of somewhere, and they were playing ball. And he like had a sit down with his homie and was like, "Yo, I'm about to go meet this transgender person, you know." And this homie, for what it was worth, seemed to be very understanding, man. Like, so but they had this talk that you probably couldn't have known about, because obviously it's on film. And you probably, I'm guessing, right, you don't see it until the show.
I didn't know it until I saw the show. Also, like, I didn't know that part either. But, you know, I didn't find out that he, because see, with me, everybody kept saying, you know, like, it was a question. Like, I already knew that he was gay. You know, that's the way he portrayed himself to me. See, so to me, the surprise was this, that he was, you know, trying to be closeted.
Right.
That's what I didn't know. So it all along, you know, when I'm being, you know, contacted, I'm talking to producers, and, you know, we, you know, I did not know that he was saying that he was straight. So it was like this big confusion. I'm like, what? I don't get it. What's happening?
Yeah, that was
so
the thing,
that's
too.
That's why I knew that would be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
That he would kind of be like,
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, because that was the thing too, was like, when he said he was straight, and he was like, I want a transgender dude, I was like, I don't know, maybe he's thinking like to get some operations or something. Like, I was just thinking, like, you know, trying to be open-minded. I was like, I'm not sure that that's straight. But you know, in hindsight, what I think with Rod might have been, maybe he's not quote-unquote gay in the like, I want to go have a man on my arm type thing, but
no,
maybe
he is.
He straight up want to do. Okay, well, maybe.
Yeah, straight. That's why I was, it was like really confusing to me.
Okay, because
I
came
it's
away
like all the way, but I didn't know that he was closeted, and, you know, maybe he should have told me that. Like, it never came up.
So do you think he wanted the idea of society sees a woman on my arm, but I got a dude in the bed, and that's what matters?
I don't know. I don't know. Mm. I really don't know. But I did, after I found out that, you know, kind of what was going on, and we had a chance to talk afterwards, I was like, you know, I know you were in the closet, but he's not closeted in life, but he didn't want to be gay on TV. So he wanted to them to push me to finally meet, because he wanted to meet me, but he didn't want to be portrayed as gay on TV.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that's
so.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't catch
you. So he wanted a lot of what the show had to offer, but he didn't want that part.
I guess I could understand that. I mean, just because of the stigma attached to it. And
right. I mean, people don't know. It's like a lot of people are not comfortable with their sexualities, you know, like, you know, you got some that are, some that are not, you know, and it's different, you know, being that way in your hometown or what, you know, or your family, your friends. But when you had to put it on national television, it's totally different. And, you know, and then, you know, with his job and stuff like that, he just didn't want to do that.
They're not gonna let him make cheese balls if he gay, man. I don't believe that, man.
Yeah, the cheese balls would have been off the table. No, I don't know.
That's like, you can't be touching real balls and cheese balls. That's
exactly. And then too, like, crazy. But another thing, like, you know, he worked in the back in the kitchen, and you think about it, you know, it was like a really nice, you know, little restaurant. Like, if you had a saw, like, all it was, a, you know, cute little restaurant, you know. But in the back, think about it. Who do you have in the back?
Right.
A bunch of black dudes.
Yeah.
Not typically gay ones. You got, like, you know, men, you know, little ghetto hood men or whatever. So I think that was the problem right there. You got to go home and work with these people. And, you know, so that's when it can get tricky.
Yeah, I worked in the back in the kitchen before when I was a waiter and stuff. And, you know, you had to go back there for stuff. And it is a very, homophobic environment.
Exactly. Like, you picture who back there in the kitchen of most restaurants. You may see the really nice, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be, you know, I don't want to say anything that's, you know, I don't know, offensive, but.
No, you can say whatever you want to.
You got Tyrone them in the bag.
You can say whatever you want to on this show. There's no censor.
You got, and then, like, we would be on the phone. They rap music, like, really, really loud. You got Tyrone them back there rapping. yeah, my nigga, hell, you know what I'm saying? So that was what, you know, that's the environment he worked in. So clearly he can go back to work queening out, you know, trying to work. The work environment would have been really, really different. So I think that's kind of what it was. So that's how the money thing came involved. He had to try somehow to save face.
Oh yeah, it definitely looked like he was reaching for something. And
why?
And when I came, and like as a fan watching the show, I came away from it, and the thought that I had was, and like you already said that, I mean, because you know Rod, I don't know him like that, but the thought I had was he might be a guy who's literally attracted to transgender women, and like I think that's got to be a type of person, you know, out there that's like, I'm not quote unquote gay, but I want to date a transgender woman, or, you know, vice versa. So I was just like, maybe he just wanted that exact type, because my thinking was, as a compromise, you know, I'm all about compromise. If he wanted a penis and you ain't have one, but you said for like, was it 15 years of your life, you used to be a lesbian, or you were a lesbian. Is that correct? You gotta have, you gotta have some strap-ons. You gotta have something in there that could, you know, help him out with that. It could be like a compromise, you know. I don't see why you got to end it right there.
No.
you say I'm not breaking,
I'm gonna
these
say
out.
Negative to that one. No, that's not happening.
that was my big compromise. Was like, man, see, he should have just asked, you know, because you never know if you don't ask is all I'm saying. But apparently he wasn't happy with that.
Right. He and you can kind of tell, like, everything was all hunky dory, and then he go out, you know, to go sit in the van or whatever the hell they was in out there. And then, you know, he, you know, just up and bring up some damn money, and it just came out of the middle of nowhere. Like, it made no sense.
And he
cried. When he said it to me, you know, I was like, oh, heck, okay, we about to go hang out, da 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 da. You know, and then he come in there. I'm like, what is this fucking idiot talking about? What?
And he like, he cried in that car too. So like, it wasn't even like you could. Like, it wasn't like he walked in there and found out about some phone bills and cried. You know what I mean? It was like he cried about that penis, man. He was like, that penis ain't, no, this is unacceptable. I'm gonna go cry.
You know what? And also, I know, like, a lot of people, like, he was upset that about that, but that's not really what it was either. Let me tell you, his biggest problem was this. You know how in your mind, you know, you want something and you know that it's consequences behind getting it. You're worried about them. But until it becomes real, that's when those consequences start to set in.
Right.
He wasn't disappointed that I didn't have a penis. What his thing was, he just knowing all of this stuff is playing out. All of the cameras and the lights are there.
Right.
And what happened was, in his mind, all of this shit is becoming real.
Right.
And he's thinking about everything that he's going to have to face, his sexuality. So it wasn't really that, because even to him, the feeling was mutual when it came to, neither one of us really looked at each other that romantically.
Right.
It really wasn't all that romantic on his end either, but we really, really loved each other, you know, as friends, and he really, really wanted to meet me.
Right.
And I think, so the disappointment and the stress on his part, and also, which is why he had to quickly go to money, if he needed something to clean up the homosexual rumors. Like, right. That's what he was doing, damage control immediately.
Right. Yeah, I saw that, and, man. It was interesting watching it, like, watching his mind work through it.
Right. And as soon as he met me, I think, you know, it was, okay, we've met, it's all good, da, da, da. But reality hit. You know, he's thinking in his mind what, you know, all of the repercussions that he's going to have to make. So after he met me, he was relieved, and he went and sat out in that truck, and then reality kicked in.
He's like, everybody knows.
In actuality, right, people thinking, okay, he disappointed about me not having a penis. Neither one of us were really, like, dead set on a romantic tip at all.
Right.
No, what was setting in was people thinking he disappointed about me not having a dick. No. Reality set in, you know, I'm going to be perceived as a gay man, what I'm going to have to deal with at work, you know, with people, da, da, da. So that's where the lie about the money quickly came in, and he immediately tried to do some damage control.
Yeah.
And then he came back in the house talking about some goddamn money, trying to, you know, clean up his image, thinking, okay, well, I'm about to say it was money involved so that I can, you know, not look as gay.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I can definitely understand that. There's a lot of stigma attached with that whole thing, and like, and it is your life. Like, that's the thing I think a lot of people don't realize is after the camera's cut off, you still got to live your life and the things that
exactly.
happen, you know, and people now. I feel like maybe for you less than other people because you really came off well on the show, in my opinion. Even still, I guarantee you know, you have people that are making judgments on your life that are trying to, you know, especially with you being a public person. I'm sure you're getting some negative feedback where it's like, motherfucker, you don't know me. You saw me on TV for an hour. You don't know my life.
Yes, I'm constant. I had to curse a bitch out on that left the YouTube last night.
Oh, really?
Actually, you know, yeah, you know, she was like, I don't care. She left a comment, I don't care what you say. You lied as well. And I was like, I commented back. I was like, so?
Right.
I said, so, bitch? That's not my first time lying in life, and it damn sure won't be my last. You know, I was like, come on. You got to have something in life better to do than to watch TV, track people down, and judge what they do. You know, don't you got things to do, friends, family? You may have somebody right now that may need some care and attention. Go do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I mean, negative, you know,
it feels
so I
like
guess that's like one thing that I hate, you know, mm-hmm. when it's like changing of life. You got all these people judging you. And the thing of it is, what people got to understand, shit, y'all lie too. It's just that it was not recorded and thrown on national TV. We all lie. So what?
And it feels like now people can reach out more and more to people they don't know. And it's like even, you know, it's as simple as a tweet. Like you said, YouTube comment, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of weird. Like, I don't know if you've been watching any of the Trayvon Martin coverage and stuff. I haven't really been keeping up with it. I'm trying to stay away from it, but I'm on Twitter and I'll see people like tweeting people that are testifying in a national trial. Like, not the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter how you think someone looks or how they talk.
I know.
And you shouldn't
people will reach out to you and just go in. And people also gotta, it's TV.
Right.
You know, this shit is edited, cut, flipped. I mean, it's television, people. I enjoy TV. Mm-hmm. You know, I have favorite shows, but I'm not going out, you know, tracking these people down, judging them and telling them this. You know, a lot of people just need to get a fucking life, really.
Yeah. Now, and the other
it
thing.
It ain't that serious. You know, mm-hmm. I am here to entertain. Let me entertain you and get the hell on.
Can you watch reality TV the same now that you've been involved in it? Cause, No, I cannot,
because before Catfish, I actually did like a couple episodes on, two episodes, and I got the pictures on my Facebook of, Love and Hip Hop. No, I cannot watch it. Every time I watch reality TV now, I'm looking at, I wonder if that shit really true. I can't look at it the same because I don't believe none of it.
Yeah, me neither.
And it's weird you ask that question. No, I cannot because I'm looking at it under a microscope like, damn, I wonder how much of this shit is. I wonder if she really do that. That shit ain't true. It's not, you know.
Right.
It's right. Because then from me being on like a show or two, I, you know, they, did you know that like restaurant scenes all of that is casted. Because I used to always wonder, how in the heck do you have these celebrities in a restaurant, cameras and shit everywhere, but nobody in the restaurant is walking up, looking into the camera? No, I cannot look at reality.
Right, and it has to be casted, because anytime one of the girls jumps up, like Tammy jumps up and throws a drink in Shawnee O'Neal's face, nobody reacts. Like, you never see other people in the restaurant like, whoa, what the hell, and like break it up. It's only just the camera crew and those ladies, and the other people just keep eating like it's nothing happening.
Exactly. I mean, you may get, like, they may cut to a person that kind of like looks over. I used to always wonder before I knew. And so I guess I can see how other people are looking at it that have not been involved, and they don't know the inner workings of it. But once you kind of see the inner workings of it, it's like, you know what? This is entertainment. Take this shit as entertainment and just leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
that's all it is.
So do you watch the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
I watched the first season because I was in it, but after that, no, I stopped watching it.
Oh my God, they wilding out right now. Kirk is out of control.
I heard the fighting has really went up. It's crazy, but
yeah,
no, I
like that's the one thing that I'm like, how much of that is scripted? Because like, him and Rashida are married in real life, and he out here like kissing on other women, like being a hot tub with him, talking bad about her being pregnant, saying she need to get rid of the baby. Like, I'm like,
that ain't.
Yeah, like that's got to, even if you're faking it, you're still gonna have a real baby one day, and like that footage is out there for the rest of that baby's life. Is their father on TV talking about, I don't want this baby, she need to get rid of it, I'm out here kissing these other women. You still got real children that's gonna see
that's true.
So do you?
But I get a lot of people are looking at it as career boosters, mm-hmm. and a paycheck, and that's another thing. Like, reality TV is really it's a job. It's another form of getting an acting gig. It's a job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it is.
And you have a child also. So are there things or opportunities that you look at? You go, nah, I don't want to do that because, you know, I don't want, you know, my child to grow up with this or this to be a thing, because I have other people in my life that, you know, are going to see this. And even if it's quote unquote fake and it's reacting and it's a job, a lot of people take those shows like it's the gospel.
You know what? Who you telling? Shit, I got a million damn emails and Facebook inboxes to prove that. No, because even though I contemplated doing other stuff, I end up going the opposite direction and going back into my career, because I did get a lot. I picked up a lot more clients after the show. Mm. My trade is, and what I do is I'm a human resource trainer.
Okay.
And after so many years, I started working for myself. So I train for different companies. So after the show, I did get a lot of offers to do other TV stuff, but then I also got a lot of clients. So my career actually picked up a lot. So I end up going that direction.
So that's how you got that house and stuff, man. I knew, man. He messed up.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people ask me. Yeah, I work in human resource. Yeah,
okay.
That's my profession. Yeah.
I was Rod messed up, because the way that was, now that was another thing I wondered how you felt about on the show. They kind of portray you like you were gonna take care of this dude. You were gonna pay his phone bills, let him stay there. You know, like he ain't gotta go. You know, he ain't gotta really worry about doing nothing but just be all up under you. And I was,
no, they didn't portray him. I don't think so. I think people may have portrayed it that way.
Okay.
when they mixed together probably me and my lifestyle, and then when he went to talking about some damn money, I think people, but the show, if you think about it, the show didn't portray that.
Okay. Yeah, well, it came off.
And you know what? That's what kind of upset me and pissed me off. I think if it was one negative about that show, it would be, and I have cursed him out a gazillion times about that,
mm-hmm.
is him putting that into the hemisphere, because you got me looking like a sugar mama, and nigga, I'm trying to be a sugar baby. You know, what are you talking about? Shit. You know, and so I'm sitting here looking like, you know, I got for, yeah, you know, you paying, that's why you paying Rod's phone bill. Baby, y'all really don't know the truth.
Yeah, you're right. I take it back. I said the show, but you're right. It was just when he said the stuff about the phone bill. I was like, she paying this nigga phone bill? Why? You know, like, but, I thought he had it made.
No, hell nah. Honey, you know, that wasn't even the case. Honey, I date well. You know, I'm a smart woman and a beautiful woman, and I put those two together, and you date up women. And a lot of people, you know, how you get that house? Shit, hard work and dating well.
You know, and it seems like...
I damn sure did not become successful and get where I got by paying a motherfucking phone bill. Come on.
That's how I felt when I was watching it.
You know what? I got about working, getting my masters, working long hours, working hard, and throwing a blind eye to Tyrone and looking at Steven and Craig. You know, yeah, that's who I'm about to date.
I love it. Because he put that out there, I'm assuming broke brothers be trying to holler, right? I'm assuming.
Oh, my God. You know what? Don't none of the ball have come my way. All I get is people, you know, broke-ass people looking for something. And I ain't got... And then, you know, I come off looking like I'm passing out money. No, I don't. I ain't got nothing to give you. Boy, stop emailing me. But, yeah, and that's what kind of upset me, honey. I'm looking for me an older rich man. And, you know, you got... these little young broke ass fools coming at me, and that was not what I wanted at all.
Yeah, I can imagine, man. Like that is a way to accidentally lower somebody's stock right out the gate, because now it's a bunch of dudes that weren't gonna holler, that probably was like, oh, she wouldn't give me the time of day. They like, well, if she'll talk to you, bro, no, she might talk to me.
And you know what? And I think that's what a lot, because I be looking at a lot of those people. I click on their damn Facebook and I'm like, you know what? I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but how in the holy hell do you really think I'm about to that you even got an opportunity? No. So that really bothered me, because I felt like it really broke my stock down when in actuality, I'm successful and I only want somebody. You got to be either doing what I'm meeting or beating me. Really. Yeah, I'm not looking to go down.
I was watching one of your YouTube videos, and you were saying like, now, you're right. You're looking for, like an older, more successful man rather than dealing with these young scrubs.
Well, really, it's not now. What people fail to realize, it's always been that way, honey. That on the show, this dumbass done, you know what I'm saying, done fucked up my image and got me looking like a gullible as gold digger that's running around here paying people bills. But I'm getting them paid. That's a lie. So that really pissed me off, because he just threw us up the game all off.
Oh man, it's like starting from scratch. What have you been doing since Catfish? Like, do you just want to do straight your human resources thing? Do you want to try to do like more TV stuff, or maybe some type of online things? What have you been up to?
You know what? I thought I did until I started, you know what turned me off to it? See, I got a big mouth. And another thing, this right here is another misconception right here. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of, you know, people on TV, and especially black women, they will just get on there and act a fool and just really just show, not me. You know, I am, you know, I'm a Southern woman and my mother is from the South, and, you know, we were kind of raised, you know, you do not go out of the house showing people your business and acting a damn fool. Okay, so with me, I'm not going to say that I was being fake, but I think it's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
And when you're out in public, and you got to realize, even though I was in my house, cameras are on me, and what I'm saying is going to be public.
Right.
So, you know, I was smiling and, you know, being, you know, trying to be ladylike and smile and be decent and yada, yada, yada. So with all of that being said, I came off looking a whole lot sweeter and nicer and bubbly and da, 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 you know, and that is so not the case. So when after the cameras, you know, cut, then boom, then they go, the real me came out. Like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? I know goddamn well you didn't bring your motherfucking ass in my motherfucking house with these motherfucking boys. Okay, and that, you know, and that's when that came out, because I was not about to do that.
Right.
I portrayed exactly what I wanted to. You know, I was respectful, being a ladylike. I smile, legs crossed, thank you, open the door, you know, you leave. Da, da, da. You know, because that is what, you know, I'm gonna let you see what I want you to see.
Yeah.
But after that was all said and done, you know, I went back to my regular life.
I like you even more now, because when I was watching it, I was saying like, yo, she want to cuss his ass out so bad when these cameras turn off. You know, I could feel like, you know, I'm from the South too, I could feel it, like, like, I know that face. Like, that's that, yeah, girl, I hear you. And as soon as these cameras get out, I'm gonna have to catch you.
Exactly. As soon as y'all get the fuck up out of my house. So, this right here is what I got a lot of, Ron. I got a lot of this bullshit right here. Mm. You know, so after the lights and the cameras and everything, and everybody got the hell out, you know, I went back to my regular life. You know, posting pictures on Facebook, talking to my mom, talking to my dad, talking to my friend, talking shit, doing what I do. Cause that's what I do. I'm a big, I got a really big mouth. So people are, and that's what I say, people, stop, anybody out there that's listening to me, stop getting so caught up in these TVs thinking you know these people.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so I went back to my regular life and, you know, being me. And, you know, people are constantly, you know, on my Facebook page cursing me out. Oh, you let the TV show go to your head. I'm like, what is this idiot talking about? You know, and I forgot, you know, because for me, I don't forget about the show.
Right.
You know, I'm just going back to life. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? But they're thinking that and expecting me to be what you saw on TV. That is TV. This is fucking real life.
Right.
So they feel like, you know, I let the show go to my head and now I've got, you know, this attitude. I got this big mouth. Nah, baby. Ben was born with it.
Yeah.
I was born with this mouth.
And then also like, for like the reality TV stuff, the competition for reality TV is so crazy. Because everybody is on 10, like, right away. Like, when you watch some of these shows, I don't understand how you even can have a show, because, like, nobody's life is like that. And it'll be like, well, you know,
life is popping and cracking like that every day?
Every day.
Unless you go to the hood.
Right, but, which I'm not trying to do.
Exactly. Ain't nobody life popping and cracking like that. No, every damn day is entertainment. And that's it. So, you know, you get, and this is the thing, like, you have other people that stay in character on Facebook and on Twitter. But let me tell you the difference about them and me. They are on a series every single day. They getting cut a check every single day to be there. Guess what, boo-boo? I'm not.
Right.
So I'm not getting paid to continue to smile.
Right.
Once those cameras was off, it was a fucking wrap for me.
And some of the stuff they do.
You know, Rashida and NeNe, baby, they on a series. They getting cut checks per episode.
Yeah, and some of the stuff that they even do is like, those are real people. So it's like, if Mimi cusses out her daddy, you cuss your daddy out on national TV just for a check. I don't know. I can't speak for everybody else's family. My family ain't cool with that. I can't go to my daddy's house and be like, fuck you, motherfucker. Dad, it's just for the show. He'll be like, nigga, I will kill you just for the show. On national TV, you'll be dead.
It's crazy. Like, it's all in TV. And I think, like, you know, because so many of the other, they looking at, you know, a reality store. So they thinking, you know, the housewives, and it is, and you know, all of those people, if you think about it and you go, like, you know, to their pages, they pretty much stay in character. They do. But guess they're getting paid for it.
Right.
You know, because they're still getting paid for that image.
It's a 24/7 job.
Exactly, because they're still on that show. And then you have singers, you know, they want you to continue to buy their shit, buy their concert tickets. Well, guess what? I'm not on television, so I'm not getting paid to uphold, you know, and be nice and to continue to smile and be bubbly. It was a rap for me.
Right, right.
When they said rap, it was a rap. So I think that's what, that's the difference, and I think that's what people, because they see you on TV, and typically when you go online, people, 9 times out of 10, those reality stars still are that person.
Right.
But I'm not a reality star. You know, I'm just a regular girl who they recorded for one episode and went back to being who I was.
Plus, the way people come at people now is there's not a lot of politeness to it. I mean, there's a lot of people that just take liberties like they've been knowing you their whole life. It's like, we haven't even met. Right.
You don't even know me. What did you say? You know, yeah, I got a lot, like, you know, once people got on my page and they saw me talking to my friends and talking to my cousins and talking to my sister and, you know, and I'm talking like this, like,
right,
like, you know, me, who I am, you know, and it did not match up to the little bubbly, oh my God, I'm so happy you're here, you know,
right,
it didn't match up with that girl, you know, keep in mind, shit, you on TV, you trying to, you know, keep in mind, you know, keep your smile,
right,
tuck it in, breast up, you know, because you're trying to look, you know,
right, and you got friends, and you're gonna have friends and family and coworkers, all that stuff, that see this for the rest of your life. You don't want to, you know, be acting a fool in people's minds,
right,
for the rest of your life.
I mean, it was already a bad situation anyway, because I'm fucking on TV saying I'm a goddamn man,
right.
I mean, so shit, my thing was this right here. I mean, the storyline itself is already fucked up. At least let me try to, you know, act decent, you know,
right,
which, don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here saying that I'm not a decent person and I'm not nice and this and that, you know, but it's just, let's just, you know, try to be nice and smile and, you know,
right,
be cordial to try, let's try to make this situation as best as we can considering what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, and it's a bad situation already. Most people would,
exactly.
I don't care what people think on the internet. In real life, if that happened to most people, they'd be cussing a fool and kicking people out their house.
And it's like, you know what, I'm trying to represent my race, my sex, and you know, everything as best I can, you know, so, you know, I just wanted to represent well, you know,
right,
but like I said, boo-boo, I'm not getting paid to represent, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm living now.
Now, what about your sexuality and stuff? Like, were there a lot of people, and like, does it come up in your personal life? Did everybody kind of know all these things, so it wasn't a big deal to them? Or, you know, or do people in your personal life not even like watch this stuff, so it doesn't matter?
No, everybody already knew. Like, I have a very, very small circle.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in my circle already knew. I think the only people that got questioned is like my mom, you know,
right,
my mom, her coworkers, and stuff like that. So, but as far as my people in my camp, like, they already knew. So
okay,
it wasn't a question on my end. They already knew I was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what do you even, yeah, I was going to say, what do you, like, what do you, or do you even want to define your sexuality? Because, you know, I've, you know, you talk about openly, like, well, whether it's a man or a woman and stuff like that. So,
well, it's weird because, like, you know what? This is what it was. It's always been lesbian, like, for, you know, years and years and years and years and years. But I do not, for some reason, Ra, and I guess maybe life-changing events, but when I got diagnosed with cancer, I don't know, for some reason in my mind, I wanted to try that and experience that.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I just did.
Well, you don't gotta, I don't think you gotta question it. I mean, you know what you want, right? You know, that's all that matters, is whatever you want,
but
you gotta scratch that itch.
It was surprising to me for me to even, you know, want to experience it. But I guess, you know, in my mind, like, you know, I'm young, I got my whole life ahead of me. But then I guess, you know, once, you know, things kind of changed a little bit, it was like, well, I don't know. But so I did want to experience it or whatever.
Right.
So I did, you know, start, you know, entertaining and, like, you know, going out on dates and stuff. And I must say, I was severely disappointed.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, I was. He sent me running back. I you know, sent me running back packing. Let me tell you something. And a lot of people, you know, look at my shit and be like, I'm man bash. And probably because I do, because it's horrible. Men are horrible.
They are the worst. I agree. They're the worst. We bad. I agree.
Men are selfish. They are selfish ass people. Mm-hmm. And men will meet a woman, and the only thing that they are focused on is seeing what they want from you. Yep. They're always focused on what they want. Men don't look at you the way I want to be looked at. Like, let me see what I can do to please and woo this woman and impress her. Mm-hmm. No, it is, let me see what I can do to get what I want from her. And that's what I can't deal with. Because for me, women are totally different.
Right.
When you don't have a dick to think with, it changes the whole game.
Agreed.
It's all about, and I think that is that's the one difference, but it's a big difference. Yeah. You know, when it's not a penis involved, it's different. And women come at like, oh my God, I really like her. You know, let me see what, and that's what they do. Let me see what I can do, you know, to really, you know, catch her eye or get her interest. And you know what? That is exactly how a woman approaches you. From day one, they are like, you know, went out on a date, you know, with this chick, you know, da da da, you know, hey, you know, my name is Sasha Ebony, you know, oh, okay, you know, I want to come by, watch a movie, you know, come by, bring, you know, they know I got a daughter, you know, hey, I brought your daughter something to eat, I don't know if she done ate already, it was cold as hell this particular day, you know, I mentioned, you know, I need some new tires for my car. Oh my God, my tires, let me go put some air in your tire. I mean, they want to do whatever and with me, it is like night and day. I was so disappointed and so disgusted, and the only thing I can think of, I feel so sorry for straight women. This is the bullshit y'all got to deal with.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
I feel bad for them too, man. I always tell dudes, your dick is not your friend anyway. Like, it's really the enemy. It makes you do and say dumb shit, and it makes you act irrationally, you know. I know a lot of dudes that
deal. Selfish.
Yeah, very selfish.
And then, like, if you look at my Facebook, you know, and I had a lot of women that come at me and a lot of men, but in everyday life, all the women that came at me, they didn't come at me throwing me their phone numbers and telling me their stats and showing me pictures of their dicks like men did. They came at me the way that you're supposed to come at a woman. Sending flowers, sending chocolate-covered strawberries, sending Juicy Couture bracelets, sending my daughter teddy bears, and this is for your daughter. That is how you get the attention of a decent woman like myself.
Right.
Sending me pictures of your dick is going to get me, is going to get you blocked.
You know, the hardest...
And it's going to have me throwing up.
The time when you can get a dude to really, like, open up and think and be unselfish and really consider another person, ironically, is right after they orgasm. That's amazing, but it's the only time. It's like, for that,
I
know that refractory period is, I'm not saying it's worth it, girl, I'm on your side, but I'm saying that refractory period is the only time where dudes be like talking about the shit that motivates them and all the humanity and stuff. It's like, they'll open all the way up, man. But yeah, dudes are selfish, and I'm not going to defend that.
It is so different. And, you know, I require wooing and impressing and spoiling. And, you know, you mentioned that, and honey, a man will get offended.
Mm-hmm.
What? You want me to do? I guess what I got to do to me, that's what a man's supposed to do. Be nice. If you like a woman and you want somebody, you know, impress them, woo them.
They
want
to get to, they want to get to the sex.
Come to your house.
Right.
And, you know, come sit up in your damn house and soak up all your damn air and eat up all, you know what? But when you come over there, and let me tell y'all something, brother, you know, this woman got kids. Damn, y'all sorry ass bastards. You know, bring some groceries by there some fucking time. men don't think you want to come there and sit up in these damn women. How you see the damn woman got about three damn kids? When you come by there, bring a gallon of milk, some bread, you know, a pack of chicken, something.
Yes.
You know what? Men don't think of this. But guess what? If a woman got three kids, she got a whole lot of laundry to wash. Bring a big thing of Tide. I mean, something. Stop always coming to women's door with your dick in your hand, and that's it.
Yeah, you know, because men in our society in America, we are taught basically that our dick is the solution to everything. It's like all the romantic comedy. I know all the romantic comedies, like everything is, she gets some of this dick, then her life worked out better. She, you know, she was like,
you know, but in actuality, you know, women, and you have to think about women have responsibilities. We have children to raise. We have this, we have that. You know, even if all you want is just to fuck, you know, right, just out of decency. Damn, still, don't come there empty-handed all the time. You know what? You know, Kim or Bonquisha, I know you got like 8 kids. You know, here go a little something for the kids. You know, right, here go some washing powder. You know, bring a pack of tissue. I don't know. Something. Just bring something.
I love, you know, be
thoughtful. Yeah. You know, and that's what I don't get. But I don't respond to nothing if I don't see that you are not trying to impress me or working to get me. And yes, you got to work. You know, show me that that I'm what you want. Like I don't respond to that, but I don't know. Men are fucking horrible. They
are the worst.
Ass people.
They're terrible, man. I won't defend it. The other thing too, though, if you're seeing penises and throwing up, that's not a good sign either, though. That's pretty bad. Is off gates.
I know. Some of them, you know what? And some of them don't even look right. If you see that stuff, I'll be sending a picture of that. You know, don't get me wrong. I know that they're beautiful penises out there, but oh my God, why do people send me the raunchy looking ate up one that look like it's wearing a turtleneck? Don't send me that. Oh, Lord, I'm talking. And then sometimes, like, I'm at lunch and I'm eating. I'm like, damn, I was just eating. I'm talking about men are just disgusting and nasty. You know what? This what you can say. Instead of sending your telephone number, send me a green dot number. How about that? Shit. Let me send a green dot number. That's what you can say. That's the only number I'm trying to get. I don't want your phone number. And this is another thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of them be professing they love. Oh my God, I just really love you. Da, da, da. Okay, well, common sense will tell you. Mm-hmm. You're one out of a very many, you know, that's hitting me up. So let me see what I can do to stand out of 1,000 other people.
Right.
Guess what? Sending your phone number ain't standing out.
Yeah, you got to do something. You got to show some work.
Thank you.
You got to show some work, like, man. Get over there, cut some grass or something, man.
Do something. Do something. Because, I mean, if you see a beautiful woman, guess what? You're not the only one that's trying to get her. So if you really, really want to, stand out, dude. Yeah. Do something to stand out.
A lot of these, you know, dudes now, like, I don't know who raised these dudes, but a lot of these dudes too now, it's like they're the opposite of chivalrous. Like, they bristle up and get mad at stuff like a woman that wants you to open her car door or buy some groceries.
They were
raised
by a 15-year-old named Shaquita. Yeah. That's what's wrong with them.
It's gotta be, man, because it's like, who's against that? You know what I mean? Like, I grew up in a place where it's like, this is expected of you. So it's like, if you're doing less, then you're a half-assed man anyway. So I don't know. Two more questions and I promise I'll get you out of here. The first one is, your skin regimen. I feel like a lot of black women listen to this show and I would be, not doing my job. I didn't ask, what do you do to get your skin looking so flawless?
I get that. I actually get that question a lot when I'm out. Like, what do you put on your skin? I put a lot of hard work and effort into it. But in the beginning, like when I did have bad skin, I used this skincare called Obagi. And I actually have a YouTube video about it. I use Obagi. And it really cleared things up. And then after that, I just really just wash it and use a good toner on it to keep it nice and clean. But Obagi is like a 6-step, you know, kit. You don't have to use all 6, but I did at first. But then, you know, once it gets better, you can kind of like break off and maybe only use the cleanser and then the toner. But okay. It's called Obagi. I love it.
Well, ladies, there you go. I asked and you guys know. The other thing I want to talk, you alluded to it earlier. We talked about your recovery and stuff like that. But you had leukemia and lymphoma cancer. Is that correct? Like, can you kind of go into exactly what your diagnosis was and, you know, what that situation was like?
Well, actually, if mine is actually multiple myeloma, but okay, people really don't know of that one as well as they do leukemia. So, but they're all in the same family. So it's leukemia, lymphoma, multiple myeloma. society. So it's a blood cancer. Most people know of leukemia better, but it's in the same family, and they're actually all is actually grouped together.
Okay.
So they call it leukemia, lymphoma, multiple myeloma, and even the foundation, they have a foundation that's all grouped together, and it's a blood cancer.
Okay.
But mine is actually called multiple myeloma. And I actually heard on the radio one of the Atlanta DJs mentioned that he had multiple myeloma, and I was like, oh, man.
What'd you say his name was? I'm sorry, I got cut off a little bit.
Oh, you know what? I can't even remember his name.
No
I wish I would have got it, because I wanted to reach out to him and see, you know, what what stages he's taken to get into recovery. But yeah, but mine is specifically multiple myeloma, and that is a blood cancer that's in the leukemia family.
Okay. And how long were you like in the hospital and all that stuff, or getting treatment? How long was that?
I did maybe 8 months of chemo, and then right after chemo I did a bone marrow transplant, and that kept me down for about a year, you know. That was really, 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 really severe. So that kept me down for about a year, which is when I met Rodri. So that kept me down for a year, but then once I got back up, it was on and popping again.
Oh my God. So, you do exactly what my wife does too. Everybody calls me Rod, and she calls me Roderick. And it's creeping me out listening to you, because I keep thinking Rod, and then you say Roderick. I'm like, but I wasn't there. Oh, wait. Roderick. Yes, the other dude.
You know what? Another guy in an interview, he said in the interview when he was quoting me, when he was doing his little commentary, you know, of it, he was like, she adamantly, you know, called him Roderick, because I don't know. It's just...
It's just funny, because like I said, it's like only my wife says Roderick, and it's just so funny to listen to somebody else say it, because it's just like, oh yeah, yes, that's not me, Rod. You're doing fine.
Roderick, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Roderick.
Right.
But I had the bone marrow transplant. It took like about a year to kind of get over it, and that was that, and I've just been kind of, you know, just still trucking along ever since.
Now, y'all, because that friendship, I mean, I gotta imagine it had to be pretty tight. Y'all still friends now? Like, have y'all been able to keep that going?
Actually, yeah. Now, in the beginning, like I said, people thought, because in the beginning, I was pissed off, but not for the reason people think I was. I was more mad because he ruined my damn image.
Right.
You know, you fucked up my image, dude. I'm just playing. I am, but I'm not. I was just upset that he handled it the way that he did. But I guess, you know, and looking back on it, and we talked it out, I can see why he did it. He just made poor choices. And a lot of people look at Roderick and they think, you know, he was an awful monster, when in actuality, he's not as bad as what he came off to be. He wasn't a person that took advantage of a woman that had cancer. That was not the case.
Right.
He was a man who didn't want to be outed on national television. That's really what he was. So it just came off that way. So once we talked about it, I was like, what the fuck were you thinking? And, you know, we talked it out, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, I was like, oh, you fucking idiot.
Right.
But anyway, and then we went back to doing what we were and being who, you know, living our lives and being who we were. So now we're back to talking a lot, but we don't talk as much, not because of that, but because work got intense for me.
Right. And it's all, and the thing is, you guys, I was so pissed. I've never been more mad. You guys weren't on the reunion episode, and I was like, the fuck did I watch this shit for? Like, I was waiting till the last second, like, after the credits, something, like, just give me some Ebony and some Rod. I need to know how that worked out.
I know. They called us for us to be on the reunion, and then in the beginning, he didn't want to do it, because, as you know, he didn't really come out, you know,
right,
feeling like a rose on it. So he just didn't want to go through the, you know, through the ordeal again. So in the beginning, I was down with it because I wanted to go shopping.
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking like, shit, I'm about to hit, you know, the store. I want to go shopping. Okay. So then he got on board, but then by the time he got on board, I don't think they were on board. So I don't really know what the miscommunication was. All I know is they called me and I was like, okay, you know, yeah, I signed a paper, yada, yada, yada. Y'all hit me up with the plane ticket, blah, blah, blah. And, So then I was like, you know, why had nobody hit me up yet? So then they was like, you know, he's not really into it. So I was like, well, oh, well, y'all just let me know. But the reunion, and I know people may have thought I was hating because I wasn't on it, but the reunion was horrible.
It was terrible.
It was horrible. Oh, my. I think it was horrible because of MTV. Even yeah. when Missy was trying to give y'all some heat, they kept like, hold on, simmer down, simmer down.
Right.
I'm like, are you serious?
It was so bad, man. I don't know what they thought boring. They were doing. It was the most boring hour ever. Now, I don't know if you can reveal this or not, but Neve and Max gay, right? They're a couple. All right, you don't have to say.
No, to my knowledge, no, they were not. They're not gay. No,
That's amazing. Did they have any chicks hanging around the set or no? Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, they did. You know. People think they're gay because maybe I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I think some of y'all in denial. Them niggas gay, yo. They do stuff that is against.
Why do you think they gay?
Because they do so much stuff that is against man code. I can send you a picture right now from last night. They were celebrating Pride Month. Actually, wait, Pride Month ended a couple nights ago. Why would they celebrate? Anyway, they were celebrating something to do with Pride Month. And it was them both leaning forward a couple inches from each other's face like they were gonna kiss. And I was like, man, y'all, now y'all messing with us. Y'all know we think y'all gay. And now y'all doing as much gay stuff as possible. And I'm not saying it's bad. It's just distracting. Y'all need to come out of the closet so I can be like, isn't that nice? A couple going on the road and filming
but
other people.
No, I don't. They're not gay. I think they're just like corny. and I think a lot of people, you have to separate corny dudes from gay dudes.
Okay.
Because it's a thin line. And if you think about it, you know, they're just kind of corny. And another thing, you know, people don't know how Neve is young.
Yeah.
He's young and corny.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you there. Definitely.
So I think what y'all are perceiving as gay is really just corny as shit. It is what it is, but not, it's not gay. It's just corny as hell.
Yeah, that's true, because Chris Bosh gets it
young,
a lot, too.
Silly. I think Neve is like 26, 27. He may not be 26, maybe? Neve is very young.
Yeah, Chris
not
Bosh.
Not very, but he's younger than what people would probably think. Neve ain't that old. You know, so he's just young and corny.
Yeah, Chris Bosh gets it a lot, too. Well, thank you so much, Ebony, for coming here. Y'all check her out, Sasha Ebony Love on Twitter, Facebook. Her site is SashaEbonyLove.com. And you can check out the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society at LLS.org. And, you know, donate, help spread awareness and stuff like that.
Go and donate. Go to the, you know, you can go to my page and donate. You can go to their page and donate. And you don't even have to donate like a lot, you know, just donate. And this is why I encourage all my friends and family to donate, is because nobody knows if they're going to get sick or get cancer or whatever. And being sick and having cancer, that is it's expensive. It's very, very, very expensive. And that foundation, once your life is hit with that, you know, that the foundation really helps you mentally. You know, they help you cope and they help you financially because you're busy trying to get well and get chemo and you can't work as much. It really helps people. That foundation really helped me. So if even if it's just $5, go to their website, go to my website and donate.
Yes. Y'all make sure y'all do that, man. Thank you so much, Ebony, for doing this. I feel like I got to know you way better.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed myself. You got to come back and do the actual like live show with us one day, man. I think you'll be a hit with everybody.
I think I would too.
I will send an email and we'll see if we can get that squared away because you know, I enjoyed this and I feel like I love you now too. And I'm not saying that with my penis as a dude. I just mean like with emotions and feelings. So
yeah, and you know what, I think once a lot of people kind of get to know the real, you know, me from behind that drama, you know, they, you know, this is me on human, you know, this is just me, ain't nothing changed me. A 30-minute show cannot change a girl. Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm Sasha, get real. But yes, I really, really enjoyed you guys. I look forward to, you know, maybe doing a live show, that way I can really cut up and act a damn fool.
Yes.
And maybe curse some people out on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can definitely do that. I'm already formulating it in my head. I'm gonna contact you.
I know. On the phone so I can go in.
Yes, we will do that. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ebony. Thank you everybody for listening on the Blackout Tips Premium Network. It's been another episode of Medium Talk. Y'all have a good one. Peace.